at 651, 1320 WILS. So this new study just out today looking at this neurodegenerative brain disease. Well, that is what that is. Dealing with concussions, finding that when it comes to ex-NFL players, about 99% of them have signs of this degradation in the brain. Dr. Chris Nowinski is with us, co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, a former professional wrestler, went to Harvard before that. Chris, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you had some concussions yourself, I'm guessing, as a wrestler?
Yeah, I got into this world because I had to retire from WWE back in 2003 due to post-concussion syndrome.
How many concussions would you say you had?
Well, the one that ended my career is my first diagnosed, but now that I know what they are, I had at least half a dozen in the previous few years, and I was just always playing through them.
Huh. And how does your head feel today, would you say?
Sometimes you never get quite back to 100%, so I still have problems with headaches and sleep, but I'll take what I have.
This study that came out today, I mean, for NFL players it's the worst, but even for anyone who played football, 87% they found had this thing called CTE. What does that tell us?
Well, it's important to remember that it's a biased sample. So at our brain bank, people are more likely to donate the brain if they think their loved one showed signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So it doesn't mean that former football players out there should think that almost everybody has it. But it does tell us that certainly a surprising number of people have been diagnosed with this disease out of our experience of the first 202 football players that we've studied after they passed away.
Okay. And so with this new information, is there anything that we need to change immediately in your view?
Well, we need to continue to be vigilant about continuing to reform all sports, but especially football. If it was me, as a former football player at Harvard University, I would advise parents to not have their children play tackle football until high school. Because the more we're learning about this disease, we're seeing that the risk factors are how old you were when you started and how many years you played. And if you start at 5 instead of in high school, you're adding 9 years, which probably increases your risk significantly with no real benefits to your play of football because you can pick the game up pretty fast. But it also means we need to really dedicate ourselves to better researching this disease so that we have hope for treatment. I'm right now at a meeting in Denver of the Tau Consortium, which is some of the top experts in the world, trying to treat related diseases. So we need to really ramp up our efforts.
Dr. Chris Nowinski here on WILS, co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. That's concussionfoundation.org, concussionfoundation.org. Is it really an effective way to treat this in your view? You think that we can find a solution to these kinds of injuries?
If we invest enough money, sitting through 2 days of presentations by some of the top experts, diseases like CTE, in which a protein inside of your axons, the part of your brain cell, starts to crumble because it's been injured through the trauma that we receive. Once that starts falling apart, it's hard to learn how to stop it, and it's hard to it'll be almost impossible to reverse it. Okay. So that also points to the fact that prevention is critical. Once it starts, we don't really know how to stop it right now.
So it starts and it's just progressive. It keeps going until a person's not able to
exactly
function.
We see the earliest we've ever seen it is a 17-year-old high school football player who happened to die on the field. And we saw, really small areas of his frontal lobe, the cells starting to crumble in this manner. And then what we see in our older football players is it spread throughout the brain in a normal pattern. It goes from the frontal lobe to the medial temporal lobes and some deep brain structures. Mm-hmm. And as it spreads, you get symptoms. So you start to have problems with memory or emotion or depression or behavior. And by the end of it, if it spreads far enough, you'll develop dementia. You'll lose too much brain tissue.
So does that start right after the injuries occur, or does it something get delayed for a while, then suddenly begins?
Yeah, it's pretty clear that it's a delay. So it'll start, and you might actually have symptoms due to the actual acute injury, but usually it takes years before you start to see symptoms, and it's usually after someone has even stopped getting hit in the head and stopped playing sports.
And with the concussions you've had yourself, are there things you do now to try to ward off any potential thing like this?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of evidence-based information for me to try to prevent this, but I don't do anything anymore that involves more brain trauma. Mm-hmm. And, we all know that heart health is brain health, so I try to take good care of myself. To keep my brain as healthy as possible and get good sleep. But now there's no magic pill right now that I can be taking.
Is this going to be like a smoking thing where we're going to look back and say, look, we just can't do this? This is bad to do anything that does this to the brain?
I think so. I think the one thing that's going to come out of this is, like when we learned that smoking causes lung cancer, we said, all right, well, you can keep smoking if you want to, but if you're a child, you cannot. And I think the one place that we sort of got out over our skis with sports is that we took all these sports that were invented for college athletes and became professional and then made kids do the same thing without changing the rules. And we cannot be hitting five-year-olds in the head 500 times while their brain is developing. So I think all sports will move towards no purposeful head trauma for children. They'll have modified games like no heading in soccer. And then I think you actually prevent most CT going forward with just that change for children.
Okay. Do you have a problem with if we conclude that these football players professionally are going to have this condition, many of them, that we continue with the sport? Do you think that's appropriate?
Well, I mean, the reality is, as a former WWE wrestler, I'm fine with adults doing dangerous jobs as long as they have informed consent and they have a voice through which to negotiate the terms of their sport. Mm-hmm. So the NFL players have a union that sets the rules of the game to help protect them. So we don't need to shut down the NFL for moral or ethical reasons, but we do need to look at when children are doing the exact same thing with no union to protect them.
Right. Is there, in terms of research, what else do we need to really know, in your view, to make some major policy changes?
Well, I mean, we don't even know a whole lot more to make policy changes. I think what we're learning is that less brain trauma is more. So, for example, the NFL players, through their union, negotiated that they've almost never hit in practice. And that's the same thing we need at every other level of football. They just don't have that union speaking for them. But if we're talking about what do we need to do to make advances in this disease, we need to learn how to diagnose it in living people. The reason we're looking at brains is because we can't see it on a scan. Mm-hmm. But there are research programs that are moving on that. So if we make that progress, and then we can actually test an intervention. If you give someone a pill, does the disease disappear? Does it slow down? Does it stop? And so that's the next big breakthrough, is can we diagnose it in living people?
You say you occasionally have headaches. You think it's because of the concussions you had yourself?
Yeah, I was the kind of guy who never, ever complained of a headache, and then all of a sudden I couldn't get rid of it for 5 years. So I feel pretty strongly that they're related.
Yeah, and what do you do when you get them now, then?
I just suck it up and keep fighting this good fight.
Yeah. Well, are you saying Advil doesn't clear it up? It's something more serious than that?
No. Yeah.
Chris Nowinski, co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, former professional wrestler himself. Chris, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Yep. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.